Welcome to Heal Your World on Heavenly World Network Blog Talk Radio. Join me, Heaven Lee, for angel guidance messages to help you embrace who you are and fearlessly create the life you desire. Visit me on intuitivespiritguide.com for your personal angel guidance reading. I write novels and children's books filled with imagination to carry you to beautiful new worlds. Endymion Oracle's Nina's Story is a romantic fantasy adventure with healing goddess magic and ancient wisdom inside. Get ready! We're traveling deep within. So open your heart to the limitless possibilities and let's make some real magic. Happy Friday. Welcome to Heal Your World. Today, we are inviting in happiness with both strong arms. There's so much sadness in the world. It has been an amazing week for me this past week, and I'll share some of that with you, and I will be beginning a new story on intuitivespiritguide.com soon, and I will tell you the story of what has unfolded. I think it's begun many years ago, and it's just beginning to make itself known in this past week. There's so much sadness in the world, but there's so much we can do to heal this sadness that can spread out around us. Sometimes it seems like a heavy, dark blanket of pain across the entire world, and it feels that we can't lift it, that it's too heavy. This is what we're opening to today, to let in the healing, to let in the happiness. Sometimes being happy, most of the time, being happy is simply allowing that in, focusing on something as simple as a baby's smile, something as simple as laughter, letting that in, letting the love and the happiness and the sense of humor, inviting it in and saying yes to that. There's enough to be depressed about. And it's so important that if you're feeling down and if you're feeling sad, to honor that, to embrace your feelings as your feelings. And there's something that you can learn from in each of your emotions. They're all precious. None of them are bad or wrong. And if you're prone to depression, that doesn't make you less righteous or less of a good person than somebody that seems to be bouncing off the walls all the time and smiling all the time. And some of those people who outwardly seem to be happy all the time, they have it all together and everything's going good for them. Sometimes people sit back and they're jealous of those people without really even understanding what they're going through inside. And oftentimes people who give us so much, so many times in the entertainment world, this is so true, or just the class clown, they could really be hurting inside. And to show them love and honor, because we don't know what someone else is going through inside, give a smile. Give that symbol of happiness, and you'll be amazed at how it will come into you. It works that way. How do we heal our hearts? How do we grasp that elusive happiness? And I don't believe, in all my experience, that it's something you can grasp. And in all of my teenage years of chasing it, it didn't really come to me until I just stopped trying to chase it. So it's not something we can chase down or pin down or trap and keep. lock it up in a box and say, there's my happiness. Don't move. Happiness is something that flows. It flows from you, and you first agree inside your own heart that you deserve it. You deserve to be happy. Is that a new concept for you? Do you think as long as this is happening in the world, and as long as that's happening in my life, as long as that person's mad at me, I can't be happy. And until I fix all those things, I can't be happy. But if you have noticed, like I have in my life, oftentimes we think we have something fixed, and it's not fixed at all. We think we even dare to think we can go fix somebody else, and then we'll be happy if they were just fixed. That never works. Don't even go there. Don't even think about it. Their struggles, their life is their deal. It's what they choose to draw to them. And have you ever known people in life that just their whole life seems to be buzzing all the time? There's always something wrong. There's always something going on. There's always something they're complaining about. Send them love. But sometimes you need to distance yourself from that kind of a person. It's not healthy for you. Just like food, you have to choose what's good for you, what honors your body. We talked about this last week with Lemuela Christina Duskus. She has a wonderful book on the subject of honoring your body. When we honor our spirits, and we have nutritious relationships around us. And this helps us to grow and learn. And that doesn't mean that we never reach out to grumpy people. We absolutely do. I had an unusual opportunity to do just that last night when I was going up to pick up pizza from my family for dinner. There was this man on a bench, and he was sitting there, and he's had the look of a homeless person who's just sitting there alone, and he was kind of mumbling to himself. His hands were just kind of coated with the dirt, dust, and seemed like he'd been wandering around and walking around for a long time, and he was just taking a break and sitting there and talking to himself. Well, I put the pizzas in my car, my van, my blue van, my TARDIS, for Doctor Who fans. I put the pizzas in my car, and then I got back out of my van, and I thought, you know, I've got some cash in my wallet, and I'm going to see how he's doing. And I approached him, and I started speaking with him, and he was just, just grumpy. And I said, you know, I'd like to ask you, I have something for you, if I could give this to you. And it's just a $5 bill, just a simple thing. And he looked at me and he's like, why are you asking? And then he looked at me and he said something rather wise. It's like, well, that was out of the blue. I wasn't expecting that. He said, well, I've been told you don't look a gift horse in the mouth. And my grandpa used to say that. He actually raised horses. So, but we know what that means. It means that you don't turn someone away who's trying to give you a good thing. You say thank you. Well, he didn't quite do that, but he did take it. And he said, well, why do you ask me? And I said, well, I just wanted your permission to give this to you. I wanted your okay, your consent. And that's respectful. Sometimes we want to give people things that they don't want, so it's kind of nice to ask first, unless we know they like surprises, and then that's fun too. But he just started, you know, with his grumpy talking again, kind of mumbling, and sat there and just kind of looked at what I'd given to him, and he said, why are you doing this? And I said, well, it just seemed to me that you were feeling sad. And I just wanted to cheer you up. And I wasn't crying then. I just get emotional about things. People who listen to me long enough know this. And I I said, I really just wanted to cheer you up and thought you're feeling down. And he said, sad. And he's just like angry that I said he might be sad. So I started to kind of back away and just let the situation be and hoping that somehow he would be blessed by that seed that I planted of just trying to cheer him up. And he turned and looked at me as I was kind of walking away. He smiled and he held up the fiver. He said, you know what I'm going to do with this? And I said, what? He said, I'm going to go to the movies. And he gave me this huge smile. And I felt better and I felt so happy that he'd smiled. And I went home. And my family ate pizza. There's just little things like that that we can do, noticing someone who's sad and smiling. Maybe we notice, you know, if it's someone in the grocery store and they look like they've had an awful day, and we notice they're wearing a beautiful scarf, or they're wearing some snazzy shoes, or their outfit, or the color they're wearing just looks so good on them. Tell them that. Just simple little things like that are ways that you can spread happiness, and it does make you feel good inside as well. Call me if you would like your blessing of happiness today. I am just with my whole heart. I am offering this and giving this from love and because I know it's needed. My number here today is 646-716-7684. And I would love to give you a happiness blessing today. You know, we can make peace with and embrace even our sadness and ask to learn what we need to learn by being in that moment, feeling sad. Maybe things are happening around us and we just feel it. We are an empath. We have empathy for what's going on around us. There's nothing wrong with feeling sad and feeling down. And you need to respect that and honor that in yourself. It's okay to feel bad. It isn't wrong. Any emotion you feel, it's a beautiful thing to respect that and honor that in yourself. I have some people, I asked earlier, my friends on Facebook, and there's a prayer group that I'm part of, and I just asked them if they wanted any blessings, and the sweethearts that they were asking for blessings for others, and I'm going to give blessings to them too. And that's a beautiful way to cheer up your heart, and that is by sending blessings to others, and you can do that from anywhere. It's just from your heart. If there's something that you see on the news and it makes you feel sad, makes you feel horrible, you can send them love from your spirit to theirs. You can send love to that situation. You can send healing to that situation. You have so much power. And maybe nobody's told you that before. You don't understand that, or you think that all of the power of the universe is outside of you. It's inside you. Inside you, too. We all have that. I like to call it our God sparkle. We all have that. Well, I want to start off with a beautiful blessing request from my friend Yolanda and our prayer group. She asked for a blessing for her newborn niece, and her name is Charlotte. It's a beautiful name, little baby Charlotte. We send health and a peaceful, sweet life for you. And I'm going to choose from my goddess cards today. These are the goddess guidance oracle cards from Doreen Virtue. And I've learned a lot from her. I love her. So sending blessings to Doreen Virtue and many thanks. So much gratitude for all you've done and all that you've taught so many about the beauty and the love of angels. So much so that now I'm led to do angel guidance and people are brought to me who need this. And if you want to find out more about that or you want personal angel guidance, You can find me at intuitivespiritguide.com. So little Charlotte from our goddess blessings. Oh. This is the goddess card, Irene, E-I-R-E-E-N. And this card, as we already spoke it for you, and the angels are just decreeing, the card that comes to you is peace. And this is a picture of a beautiful lady, and she's holding a baby in a lovely purple blanket. Purple is protection, safety, guarding. And there's nothing to be afraid of. That purple color, when you see that, remember that. It's there to protect, to love, and to remind you there's nothing to be afraid of. And this card is saying, there's no need to worry as everything is working out beautifully. And she's a beautiful baby, very happy. Blessings of happiness and abundance to you, little baby Charlotte, and her beautiful auntie, Yolanda. I'm going to also draw a card from the same goddess oracles for you, for your blessing of happiness today. And thank you so much for sending blessings to others. It blesses you too. And I would like to say thank you for your loving heart. You've blessed me so much. Thank you for your loving heart. And this is your blessing. Una, O-O-N-A-G-H, easy does it. Sometimes we tend to think there's so much to do. We have to make a real job of it and fight this battle and that battle and trying to get things done. Well, Una comes with her white dove of peace and her long, beautiful, flowing, curly blonde hair, and her rainbow of peace is also part of this card, the colors of the rainbow and the dove. There is no need to hurry or force things to happen. Everything is occurring in perfect timing. So, Yolanda, that is for you. And I'm going to take some callers here. Again, the number to call in for your happiness blessings and releasing any sadness. Release, respect, honor, learn from it, then let it go. Today at 646-716-7684. And I'm going to take a caller now. Welcome to Heal Your World. You're on the air. Can I give you a blessing? 716-7684. Are you there? I'm going to take a caller now. Okay, I'm hearing quite an echo. So if you turn off whatever you're listening to the show, whatever device that is, if you turn that off, then the echo will go away. Okay, well, just call back. That call dropped, but this has happened before with fun blog talk and fun Skype. So just call back, caller, and I'm here, and I'm happy to give you your blessing. I have another, actually this one is a happy birthday blessing. Happy birthday to David today, a wonderful person who gives joy and happiness to others, and I would like to send a blessing to David today on his birthday. And I was told he's 29, 29 today, February 20th. And happy birthday to everyone with birthdays out there. And since I do my show on Fridays, I miss a lot of birthdays. So happy birthday throughout the week. I know there's a special birthday tomorrow, February 21st. So happy, happy birthday. Celebrate. Have fun. It's about you, David. Here's your blessing. I love this card. I love this blessing. Again, this is from Goddess Guidance Oracle Cards. And this is Rhiannon, beautiful sorceress on her white unicorn. And she's riding through this beautiful, it's a scene of an evening. The moon is out, the moon is full. You are a magical person who can manifest your clear intentions into reality. And that's a wonderful blessing for you, David. On your birthday, Magical Rhiannon says, you are magical, and you can, basically it's a saying as you can make things happen. So there's your blessing. Thank you so much to my listeners in chat room. And if you would rather not call in, or if there are some problems with calling in, go ahead and ask for your blessing in chat, and I would be happy to honor that and give you your blessing that way. I have another request. This is also from a prayer group that I'm part of, and this is from Christine, and it's for her friend. I believe this one's from Christine. I better get these straight, huh? This one is actually from Mary, for her friends, Jacqueline and her mother, and her mother's, she goes by Bep. Isn't that cute? I love that. That's a beautiful nickname. And we're sending healing, blessings of healing and health with this happiness. Releasing depression and fears and sadness, just letting that go and inviting in the healing and respecting. Yes, circumstances can make us very sad, and respecting that and learning from that sadness and inviting in the happiness and the healing. And I'm feeling to find this blessing in the Archangel Michael Oracle cards. Archangel Michael Oracle cards are a beautiful deck. Also, this one is also by Doreen Virtue. And this one inspired one that I made with 23 magical messages. And this is my Angel Michael deck. This one in particular, for Jacqueline and her mother, Angel Michael, and your message today is about truth. And it says, admit the truth to yourself. One of those truths is you deserve healing. You deserve happiness. Admit the truth to yourself and act accordingly. And this is a totally different deck. This is Archangel Michael, and you see Archangel Michael holding a beautiful bird that has green and white on its wings and red and black around its eyes. Beautiful eyes. There are deer looking upward. There's a herd of goats in this picture, and Archangel Michael standing there, and a white unicorn again, and a white bird. It looks like a big bird, like a larger wingspan than a dove. It looks like a white owl. So when we open up to the truth, this is also another way to open to wisdom, open to our inner wisdom and our inner truth that we know. And this is a wonderful way to heal our bodies as well. Prayer for this blessing is, I appreciate your support in helping me face my feelings with grace and acceptance so that I can be lovingly honest with myself and others. Thank you, Archangel Michael, for giving me courage and strength. So we are sending courage and strength to Jacqueline and her mother today. And thank you so much, Mary, for sending that blessing. And thank you so much. And Mary, I am going to, and I believe you even have these. They're only gifts. They're gifts that I've given away as prizes. They're very special. The Angel Michael cards. And I believe you do have these already. So you can even find this card, hold it, put it up as your focus card for today. And I'm just shuffling through the deck now. There are 23 cards. That's been a very magical number for me, and it keeps popping up. I see someone in chat right now. Oh, she says, very cool message. Labyrinth, owl, the white owl. Yes, that it did seem like that. Jasmine in chat. So Mary, here is your message. And this is for all of the children and all of us and our inner child to love, honor, and heal. Your message today, Mary, heal the children. And you just gave a beautiful blessing of healing. So this is a thank you for your love and your blessings of healing and your loving actions for others. And this helps heal you too. So take the time to receive blessings just for you. You are so worth it. You are so worthy. Spending quality time with your children also heals the child in you. And that's your blessing, Mary, for today. Thank you so much for sharing your blessings and for being such a beautiful spirit and such a beautiful person who is always there to help and cheer up others. I appreciate that about you. Thank you. Oh, thank you so much. If you're trying to call in, I know one caller called and the call got dropped, and sometimes we have these problems on Blog Talk. So send me anything you would like a blessing for. You can send me this through chat. So just get on our chat room board, and I'd be happy to give you a blessing that way too. Thank you so much for joining me here. We're going to take a little break, and you can listen to what I do and how I help people, and connect with me in any way you like. Here, we're here every Friday from 12 Eastern Standard Time in the U.S. to 1 p.m., so that's 1 hour. So listen to this beautiful message for you, and we'll be right back on Heal Your World. Angel guidance readings take you on a loving journey filled with messages that your angels and spirit guides long to share with you. You'll discover wisdom to help you with real life issues. Spirit is showing you every day that you are love and you are so very loved. You can find angel guidance at intuitivespiritguide.com. Welcome back to Heal Your World. And today we're passing out happiness. So if you want some, call in. And if you're a little shy to call or you're a first-time listener to the show, you can send me a message in chat and ask for your blessing there. And I just chose a beautiful blessing for a friend who requested one earlier because she wasn't able to listen to the show live. She lives in the Netherlands, and she and her family were having dinner. So she'll listen to the show later, but she asked for a blessing. So if you want to ask for a blessing in the chat room, I'd be happy to give you one that way too. And since we were just speaking of Angel Michael cards, and happily I was able to use those beautiful illustrations in the book Angel Michael Oracles, and you can find that on Amazon.com or also on my website, intuitivespiritguide.com. When choosing a message for today, it chose me, Endymion Spirit card, and that is new beginnings. Let go of pain and move forward in your life. And if I have a chance, I will come back to this and read it because we have a couple of callers waiting and they're my top priority. But this is what today's about, letting go of the pain. Moving past that, moving on to bigger and brighter and happier things. So I'm going to take my first caller here. You guys both called in at exactly the same time, and you've both been waiting 49 seconds. So if you're not the one I pick up on first, I promise I will get to the next one next. This is fun. Welcome.
Hello.
To Heal Your World. Hello.
Hi.
Hi. What's your first name?
Jasmine.
Hey, Jasmine.
Hi.
I knew this was you. I just wanted everybody else to know this is you. Yes. This is my baby girl, Jasmine, and she's calling into my show. I'm so honored.
Mm-hmm.
She's usually working or doing homework or
doing
thank
somebody's
you for calling
nails.
In. Or doing somebody's nails. Well, that's part of her homework. Tell them what you do.
I am a student at Hair Dynamics Cosmetology School, and I'm having fun doing hair and nails and makeup and everything, and blessing people through that. I think that's definitely a way to give happiness, making people feel pretty, making
them
happy.
Right? Yes. Oh, it does. And, of course, I was your first customer.
Yes.
Yes. She does my hair, folks. She does my hair, cut, and color. And for the first time, I went to her because she's starting learning on nails, which is something she's always loved to do. I remember when you were a little baby girl, well, like 2 or 3, and I painted your nails for the first time, and that was so much fun. So she did my manicure, professional manicure, for the first time. Was that last week or a week before,
yes.
maybe?
Yeah,
one of those times. And pedicure, and that was a treat. So, yeah, all y'all,
cool.
When she gets into her own thing and doing this, you have to come visit her wherever she is, Colorado, California. We'll figure that out.
Well,
may I give you a blessing today, dear daughter?
Yes, yeah, I had a couple things I wanted to say, but yes, I would love to hear my blessing card as well.
Okay, do you want to say what you'd like to say and speak your truth, and then we'll do the blessing card?
That would be great. So, well, I wasn't expecting to say this, but you led me into it, actually. The whole idea of, you know, doing hair and makeup and everything, I know that, you know, obviously it's a very superficial thing, but I think that it can, you know, get to the inside too, and enhancing someone's natural outer beauty can also bring joy and happiness to the inside, make people feel beautiful inside as well. And
it definitely does. It is a blessing.
Yeah.
I felt that.
Yeah.
And you know how you feel when your hair's not quite what you want it to be, and, you know, or you just like a change, and it does cheer you up. I think as I was learning last week about honoring our bodies, you know, to not just ignore that, oh, the body's not important, but,
right.
Oh, and you're the one. You're the one that described that also, that being grounded and fully aware of and honoring your body helps you in connecting to your spiritual happiness as well. So it's all
mm-hmm.
connected.
Right. Yeah, exactly. And if you're trying to fly too high and say, oh, this on earth isn't important, well, while you're on earth, it is important. While you're alive, you still
have
to pay
important.
Attention
well,
to what's living and what's here.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes, it
and,
is important. And I,
yeah.
as we're learning too, that imprint of everything that happens here while we're in our bodies, that lasts forever. That is eternal. So it's very,
yeah.
very important. Let's give you a blessing.
Yeah.
I want to bless
it's you. Important. Oh, okay. Can I say one more thing before we do that really quick? I
yes,
did.
Do.
I love
please.
Your story about the homeless man that you met with last night, and that was such a beautiful experience. And that is very important, to reach out to people who we can see need help. But I also wanted to remind everyone that it is important to reach out to people even if they seem like they don't need help, or they seem like they don't need love or praise or any boost of confidence because they've got it all together and they don't need anything. Well, they do. Everyone does. It might be intimidating to reach out to somebody you think is, oh, they're so amazing and they're so wonderful, but they need love. Everyone needs love.
Yes, that's so true. And just like, you know, like the comedians in the world, people sometimes don't realize they can be very sad inside. People mm-hmm. who are giving joy to others, and sometimes it just takes a lot to like keep up that facade of I've got it all together, when maybe they really don't even feel that way. And yeah, and that can be so true with celebrities in the entertainment business. Mm-hmm. That can be so true with, you know, the mm-hmm. one woman on the block that seems to be the Martha Stewart of the neighborhood. well, she's probably trying really hard to keep that up and needs mm-hmm. needs some love and, you know, downtime to just relax too, and the permission mm-hmm. to do that. Because a lot of times, you know, they come from families and parents that were just endlessly demanding, and they think they have to keep that up. What is that song out there I really like? You don't have to try.
Yeah,
you don't have to try so hard to be loved. You don't have to put on that all that facade or do everything just seemingly perfect while you're hurting inside. You can let people know that you're hurting inside and that mm-hmm. you need some help too. So
mm-hmm.
thank you. That's beautiful. That's a beautiful point to make, and I welcome that.
Thank you.
And I hope people listen and hear that and do that. Reach out and smile at people that you think have it all together already. Well, they probably need you too. I love that. I'm drawing from
Thank
the goddess
you.
Cards today for you, baby girl.
All right.
And then I have one more caller next who I will be with you very shortly. Ooh, this is a power card. They're all about power because love is the greatest power that there is. This one is Bridget. Don't back down.
Ooh.
And she's got red hair going on, too. I love it. And she's holding in her hand, she's holding a flame of fire, red and bright yellow fire. And she says, stand up for what you believe is right. Your truth. Stand up.
Wow.
That's your blessing, baby girl. So
that's awesome.
How
Thank
do you like
you.
That?
Thank you.
You're very
that's
welcome.
I love it.
You're very welcome, and keep doing what you do, and I love you.
Thank you. You too. Love you too.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye for now. Welcome to Heal Your World. I'm here to give you your blessing. Are you ready? Hello. Welcome to Heal Your
Can you
World.
Hear me?
What's your first name? I can. Can you hear me?
Oh, good. Hi, Heavenly. This is Polly.
Hi, Polly. Oh, it's so wonderful to hear you. Thank you so much for calling
in. I better take my headset off
because
you couldn't hear me.
Oh,
yes.
I couldn't hear anything at first, and now I hear you loud and clear. Thank you so much for calling in.
You're so welcome. I honestly have to say something. I feel
I want you to speak your truth, and then I have such a big blessing. There's so many angels coming in to give you blessings, and I thank you for the blessings that you've given to me. Please share your wisdom. I love.
As you know, this is all new to me. This is very new to me, but I knew since I was a little girl that something was special there, and I've always known. But today what I want to do is by calling you, I seen you on Facebook and I thought, you know, I don't always make the time to call in and whatnot. I've had a lot going on, but today was very important for me to call in and reach out to you. I wanted to sort of turn the tables here and actually, I don't know if you want to call it a blessing, but I don't do what you do. I'm not familiar with that. And although I love you and I think you're just awesome, I think honestly that I hope that it is a blessing in a way. that I call and let you know that everything's going to be okay, you know. And I think it's really important, as the message that I keep getting is, and especially this year, is the word liberation. And I sort of shared that with you on Facebook. And the reason I'm reaching out is because it's coming in super, super, super strong, in many forms. And it's not just me seeing it repeatedly. It's, like I told you, almost like a chant. Now, the reason I think I receive it in a chant is because of the love I have for my Hawaiian culture. Yes, definitely, I believe that it's not just yourself. It's everybody. We have to work on our inner self in order to effectively help others realize their potential. And like I've told you before, I believe in highlighting others first and foremost before even thinking. I mean, I sort of laugh at highlighting myself. That seems silly. I do it with the intention of highlighting others. It's important for me to see you succeed and for you to strive for better, you know, better pasture, so to say. I really believe that it's so important to get that to you. That's to be honest with you, I left my husband in the house and I said, honey, I've got to take this call. And you know me, I don't do that. So I said, I got to take this call.
No.
I'm sitting in our truck and I'm taking this call outside of the house just so I can talk with you and let you know how strong this is.
Thank you so much. This is the day. Thank you so much.
I'm glad. I really hope that it means a lot more to you now. But like I said, in liberation, the word liberation, we must liberate ourselves from anything that is weighing us down and keeping us from really reaching out to people. And I'll just briefly share this really quick. A couple of my sons, they've gone through some issues, just like our kids do and whatnot, some more than others. But I really had let that affect me so much so that I thought I had control. As a mother, I thought I had this control. When one realizes that you don't have control, period, you can guide them, you can give them the best advice. Unfortunately, their peers are always going to have the upper hand because they're with them most of the time in school and stuff like that. So it's really important, whatever has been holding you down, in my instance, it was my children. And it wasn't until here recently that I really came to a new perspective. And I've started to speak about this slowly. My spiritual awakening was brewing. It has been brewing. And it just opened up with such emotion that I found myself crying in a parking lot. But it was very real. I believe it's happening to me. And all I can say is I'm glad that I'm in a good place with that now because I totally understand it. It was like I almost needed to understand everything that God had put me in situations so that I could help others. It's always been about helping others, not myself.
And your light is shining so brightly around you as you help others. You are helping yourself in the best of ways, and that's what healers do. And if you, you know, just embrace that about yourself, you are a healer. And this is just the best job anyone could have. And everyone does it in different ways. But I thank you so much. I thank you. Today is the day. It is the time. I most needed your support. And you need to know that. And this will become more evident as I write about it. But there is something very powerful, very deep, having to do, you know, with ancient cultures, Native American. I will speak that out, and you can see that in the pictures on the show. And a beautiful friend.
That's very true,
Heavenly.
Mm-hmm. I've had that connection, and I think I shared this with you a while back. I kept having feathers and kept being drawn into the Native American, it was almost like a hint, look into it. So I was going down that path. So I did just see your post about the Native American with the child, and very, very strong. I can attest to that.
Yes, and you don't even know it. It hasn't all unfolded for me. I'm still learning her story, but this is something very powerful, and it's culminating, coming together today. And I thank you so much for feeling this, because without even knowing all the facts and the whole story, we can feel, we can empathize with others, and we're all spirits. We're spirits on the inside. And I will tell you, it's the first time I will honor her, and I will say this part of her story. It is the first time that a spirit has literally, in her language, everything spelled perfectly, every accent on each word perfect, as it is in the Arapaho Dictionary. The University of Boulder actually put this together. Everything was perfect. She sent a text to my husband at, I will honor this number as well, 2:22 a.m. in the morning of February 19th. And this is a spirit that came to me. I have three covered with feathers, dream catchers on my bed headboard. And I've known that there's something with Native Americans, a job I have to do. And this is one of the most challenging and also one of the most beautiful that I've ever been presented with. And this is a beautiful spirit. She's been through much trauma. And so as you called in and agreed with me, I ask you to send love and healing and liberation and release to her and her family.
Yes, absolutely. And that connection, too, there's a couple of connections. The first one is Michael and Neverland. There's a connection there. It is said to have been built on Navajo ground, I believe, some kind of Indian ground.
Mm-hmm.
That's the first connection. The second connection that I see, because of the chants, Indian Native Americans used to chant. So that's what I also perceive that. Now I have Indian blood in me too. So
I know.
I believe that that's where also that comes from. But what I keep getting from the Native Indian, and I was actually startled when I seen that picture, because it was like so many emotions were going through my head and I didn't understand it. And I guess that's what prompted me to call in too. The fact that the Native American people, they were in simpler times. What happens is, even with the simplest of things, we realize, oh my God, it was sitting there. The answer was there the whole time. The answer to life and humanity and anything, evolvement, anything, it's there. But we're so busy with life that we look over it.
Yes. So over, under, around, and don't just
exactly.
See. Yes.
Exactly. We don't allow ourselves to be. And that's the whole thing with the Native Indian thing. They were down to simpler times. They didn't need all these technologies. They didn't need all of this stuff. And I think if we really start to visit that, I think you're going to be amazed.
And we will. And we will. We will continue this beautiful journey, this beautiful path that we've been led to, and I'm just agreeing with you, and I'm agreeing with you in everything. And as I agree with you, I look at this card. I'm not even going to shuffle through. There's a card right in front of me today. She looks like you. I send you this blessing. This is also Goddess Guard cards from Doreen Virtue, but this is a Native American woman, beautiful, long braids. She reminds me of you. And she has this gorgeous necklace. It's golden. And there's a red heart I'll explain all this. This all has great, great significance. She has beautiful long braids. She has beautiful light all around her. And the light up the top is your crown chakra. It's beautiful light on what some say third eye. And that means wisdom. And you are, I've seen you over this last year, the last few months, sharing, opening, and just sharing that wisdom and love inside you. And I've seen it blessing other people. And this is Issalt, undying mm-hmm. love. The love you have shared is eternal, regardless of the situation. And that speaks directly to your children. They know you love them. That love is eternal. Nothing can break it. Nothing can dismiss it. They are simply focused elsewhere. But that love is still real. And all of that love you have for them, not one drop of it is wasted.
Well, it's funny because my love also is unconditional for my friends and family. I've had people come to
Absolutely.
Me and tell me, you know, I've done this, you know, I've resorted to this to pay my bills. I've danced, I've done this, and I have never, ever had an inkling of judgment, to cast judgment on somebody because they needed to survive.
Yes.
Because it doesn't
Things
matter.
We do are temporary. Things we do are temporary. And though they do leave their energy on us, so it's important to honor ourselves and do what really blesses us. But mm-hmm. to judge others, that doesn't help a thing. And I've seen that, and I felt that from you too. Before you knew, you know, maybe what was going on with me, you
yeah.
never judged. And I thank you for that. And I have someone waiting too, and I want to get to before the show's over. But I am so incredibly blessed by your call. So incredibly blessed by your message, and we're a team. We've been brought together,
yes.
and we're a team, and we'll just keep this going as many have come mm-hmm. together to be on our team. So I thank
yes,
you so
exactly.
much. You're a team builder, and I thank you so much.
You're so welcome, honey. I just needed to call you today and let you know that everything's going to be okay. Everything's going
to
be okay.
Thank
we
you.
Just
Today's
have to look
the day.
Inside. Yeah.
Thank you.
All
Thank
right.
You
so I love you so
heart.
Much.
I love you. Have a beautiful weekend. And tell your husband thank you for letting you go
yes,
out in the truck
yes.
and give me a call.
I know, right? Okay,
yes,
honey, I'll talk to
thank
you later.
Thank you for everything you do. I love you so much. Bye for now.
You too. Okay, honey. Bye-bye.
Oh, thank you so much. Polly. She's so in my life that I went out the other night and went to a restaurant. I saw a vase, and this was an Italian restaurant. The vase said Napoli, but it was just directed in such a way that all I saw was Poli, spelled exactly like her name. That was beautiful. Okay, one more blessing, one more caller here today. Welcome to Heal Your World. I would love to give you your happiness blessing.
Thank you. I would
Hello.
Love to receive.
Oh, good. You are there.
Yes. Hi.
Beautiful. What is your first name?
Camilla.
Camilla. Oh, I love that. That's so pretty.
Thank you.
I feel that you would love a goddess blessing. The goddess cards are calling me today, and you're a beautiful goddess yourself. So here we go, goddess blessings for you. Oh, Camille, beautiful. I get the feeling that some of the sadness in you has to do with, as the card is coming and giving you the message, and this is, let people know, this isn't my power that's giving you the message. It's you agreeing with the angels and saying, tell me what I need. And this is them sending you the message, but it's your power and the messages come through you. And this is about fairness. And I feel like some sadness you're holding on to has to do with a feeling of being treated unfairly. So this is Matt, the goddess Matt, M-T, and she holds up the measurements the balance scales, and she helps to balance what it is that is feeling unfair in your life. She has a golden headband across her forehead with one single white feather coming through the middle and white doves all around her. So this is peace, peacefulness. And she has lilies above her to her left side. Left side, this usually is indicative of motherly, mother energy. So I know there's something, it feels from this message, there's something you're feeling that's happening to you that's just very unfair, and it's causing sadness. So this goddess is coming, and this message is coming to assure you that things will be righted, and they will be handled with fairness. How do you feel about this? It's you needing to know that. Yes.
Thank you.
Happiness is something we invite and we allow. It doesn't come and knock on our door, I mean, usually, unless we're inviting it and allowing it.
Yeah.
So opening that door and saying, hi, happiness, I invite you in. Let's do this thing.
Right.
So, Neil, that's your blessing today, and I wish for you a beautiful day and a very happy, fun weekend.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you so much for calling in.
Okay.
Bye for now.
Bye.
Thank you so very much to all my callers today. We are going to go a little over time today. I want to send big, beautiful blessings to my friend Christine. She helps so much with children, gives of her time, of her resources, and I'm sending her a blessing today. So, Christine, this is for you. Green Tara. Ah, well, I just said you're doing so much and helping so much. Green Tara, beautiful goddess, gorgeous colors and lotus blossoms and beautiful rainbow, vibrant colors all around her on this gorgeous pedestal that she sits on. It's like this big drum. So very musical and creative. And she says, start delegating. You don't have to do everything by yourself. This is your blessing, Christine, and thank you so much for what you do. She says, ask others, including her, the beautiful goddess Tara, ask others to help you instead of trying to do everything by yourself. So, Christine, I love you so much for all you do, and you can ask for help now. With the loving spirit that has come to me for help and has helped me and taught me greatly, I want you to listen to these words. And if you're listening live, you can listen back to this anytime and hear the entire song. The message of this song is unbroken spirit. I wrote this several years ago to accompany a portrait that my father did of Native Americans. When you listen to their story, there's unfairness, there's injustice. There's also so much for us to learn of beauty and the way they live and the way they love. And they say, you are beauty and eternity within. You are love and you are so very, and no one can break your spirit. Not in this life, not in the next, not in eternity. You are love and no one can break that.